Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.
Certain things do remind you of growing up and of your childhood. Food does it for me, like a packet of Flings, right?
Yes.
A packet of Flings. Flings have been around since the beginning. When Adam and Eve arrived, there was Flings for sale. But I mean, they've been around really forever.
Yeah.
And you remember as a child sucking on those Flings? I literally remember sucking on a Fling.
Yeah.
Not having teeth. I mean, I don't have many memories of being a very, very small child, but I do of holding a packet, an individual little Fling,
yeah,
and making it really. And then when your kids have their first Flings, they hold them and they suck them and they become yucky, wet, a wet Fling hand, Eugene.
Oh, and then also now they try to feed you because they're having such a great time. Dad, you need to try this. Oh, it's delicious.
Guys, we had purity. Come on.
Of course. Purity. Cerelac back in the day. Purity. Oh, goodness.
I know, crazy.
Gracious. Listen, 9 out of 10 people in a recent food survey feel that certain food evoke nostalgia. It evokes a very strong sense of nostalgia. For example, Fritos, by the way.
Mm.
People don't call it Fritos, Fritos.
No, Fritos, yeah.
That's what you call it.
Tomato flavor.
Tomato flavored Fritos. Mm. That's a good memory.
And then your fingers were all red.
That's the best. Take your time licking those fingers.
Sure. 95% of people say certain foods remind them of their childhood. 70% believing that some can be more nostalgic than old pictures, than looking back at those pictures, because those taste experiences take you straight back to where you were. A majority, 83%, felt retro foods were making a comeback, with 46% saying the younger generations are embracing older recipes.
Mm.
So what is it that takes you right back? What food takes you back to your first memories of chips, of chocolates, of anything? Maybe mom's cooking. Maybe a certain dish and how it's made. Talking of food, now your stomach grumbles because we're talking of food.
It is indeed. Did
nostalgic
you hear that
food.
Mark?
I said purity and then...
And definitely pop. Pop in all its forms, guys. You had slap pop, you had krummel pop, you had pop tart, and pop with milk and a nice little block of butter and
pop
sugar.
Pop
takkies. But pop is definitely one that takes me back. There was a staple food store for ons geweest.
Is it made differently? Do you have, like, you know, when people put butter in their pop and they put salt and butter, do you find that like a parent or a grandparent made it so different that when you ate their specific pop, it just took you back to being a child?
Oh, definitely. It did. My grandmother, and then my grandmother taught my mother. My mother taught me how to make pop. So it's like a generational thing that gets passed on. Pop is definitely one of my favorite childhood food memories that brings up a lot of nostalgia and great memories, definitely.
We're talking about Flings. People saying bubbles this morning. Those bubble cheese chips. cheese knacks, knickknacks.
Yes.
These are nostalgic foods. They've been around forever. Steri Stumpies, taking me back to how we used to consume Steri Stumpies. Biting a hole in the bottom of the plastic and forcing the Steri Stumpy milkshake out that small little hole in the bottom. Taking you back down memory lane.
Oh, I tell you, you know, in the afternoon in our hostel, wasn't obviously not far from the school, and I was in boarding school in Nelspruit. We were the only English school there, Lowveld High, can imagine.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had these Buddha matrons cooking up a storm every afternoon. So as school was finishing, you'd actually start smelling what's for dinner that evening.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, fish fingers, mash and peas were my firm favorites.
Gravy on any of it? Did they give you a little bit of gravy for that for the mash?
No, you got the gravy. That's what you could smell, was that brown
brown onion gravy.
Ooh. Sounds amazing.
Don't make it like that anymore.
It's true, though, hey? Because there was a certain way it was made with this. They braise the onions and they get that mix just right. And then time goes by. You can almost still smell it. You can almost still smell that gravy being made.
Can I tell you something almost embarrassing? Almost. But I'm old now, so I don't mind. So, we used to, if you weren't listed to hit the school because you hadn't done your homework on a Monday morning, And you'd been out for the weekend.
Right.
And pink eye was a big thing back then.
Yes. It was.
And they would put you in the sick booth, the sick room. And you'd lie there, and next to the sick room was the laundry. So you smell the ironing going on, and then you smell the food being made. Oh. Let me tell you, what a memory of boarding school.
They were like, Robbie, you can't have pink eye 7 times in a school term.
Yeah, or you get the chalkboard duster and sprinkle it in your hair and tell them you've got lice.
Lice?
Honestly, it's raisins.
Ooh.
Whenever I see raisins, it literally just takes me right back to my childhood. Because my mother used to put it in everything. Potato salad, rice, pup, even stew.
Oh,
like
no.
Everything. She put raisins in everything.
Do you know what the weird thing about raisins is? Is like years have passed and they're still the same. They're still that same little fly without wings.
Yeah.
Jess, it's true. And the second it touches your mouth, the second you eat it, you go straight back there to your childhood.
100%.
And do you still eat raisins,
Jess?
Yeah,
that's a good question.
I do, but not on purpose.
Got you. If you can avoid them, you do. That's what you're trying to say.
Yes.
I love that. Good, Jess. We're sending you a bag of raisins.
Some raisins.
Oh, classic. Cheers, Jess. Bye. Thanks.
Thanks,
Ben. Cha-cha. I remember visiting my grand. I told you the story about my grand once. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Bless. She used to stay at Nazareth House somewhere in her retirement years. She was there for a little stay, staycation. And and one of these sweet old ladies next to her, oh, bless, put her hand out, said, oh, here we go, my boy. Would you like some raisins? Mm. Oh, thank you, lovey, I said. And I grabbed the raisins with glee as I popped them merrily into my mouth. Only be told, I don't eat the raisins. Only the chocolate that covers them.
Follow us on TikTok
@ Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.